In the last Wednesday, April 16th, in Korea, as I said before, the ferry named Sewol was sunk with about 470 people. Still, they are trying to rescue people out of the sea, but it's very hard. Still, 187 people died, found in death, and 115 were under the water. So it was one of the historical tragic events in South Korea, other than Korean War. But did you imagine that among the dead, there were faithful Christians? Some might be faithful high schoolers. As we know, two-thirds of the passengers were high schoolers. Just think about some high schoolers who are very faithful Christian, and they have a dream for the future. You know, want to be a faithful elder, faithful deacon, faithful deaconess, or pastor, or any other good, position, in society to serve God. Can you imagine those kind of possibility among 400 people? And we might ask like this, if God is alive, why this kind of thing happened? A couple of weeks ago, I asked this question, during this, preaching time. But still, we are facing those kind of tragic events. It's alive, popping up without expectation. So we have those kind of questions. We may also ask this kind of question like, what is the meaning of God's being with us? If God is with us, what does it mean? It means that we are safe always or not? Those kind of related questions we may ask. Today's text shows us sort of answer to this question. Actually, if we read through the surface of the text, we just find that God is powerful. If God is with us, we are safe all the time, without exception. But if we can read under the surface of the text, then we can see a very important fact, that is if God is with us, the powerful God is with us, it doesn't mean we are safe all the way in our life on earth. Rather, it has the more powerful and meaningful the meaning it has. So we want to find that meaning through this text. So because of the texts are so long, so I want to just remind you what happened here. We just read it, so just to remind you what happened. So the three friends, the faithful friend of Daniel, they try to keep their faith in God. And if you look at verse 18, they confess like, even if God does not rescue us from the fire, we are not changing. We do not change our faith, right? But here, as expected, the king prepared the furnace 7 times stronger than before, and also prepared the soldiers, threw them into the fire. So we read through that fact. And what happened? Because of the fire was so strong, so the soldiers were dead because of the fire, right? So we expect what? 3 faithful friends would die too, because the soldiers were dead, but they were safe. And the king Nebuchadnezzar found what? There is another man. The 4th man looks like son of gods, son of gods. So he saw that, and he asked, how many people did we throw into the fire? 3? Yes, 3. He find that, check it again, and then approach the furnace and command them, come out. So the 3 faithful people came out of the fire. And then what happened? It's happy ending, right? And God was glorified extremely, And then they were promoted. Such a blessing. A good ending, happy ending. And then the story was done. Yes, based on this text, we can see if God is with us, if God is with his people, then even though there is danger, God would control the danger or let them overcome the danger. Yes, right. If we think the event in Red Sea, when God took his people out of Egypt, they were stood before the sea, but God made a way for them. So these two texts, two stories, we could find that if God is with us, we are safe. Yes, true. And might be having happy ending, you know, from that event. But if we think more about that, we could find opposite things in the Bible, even in the Bible. Many Christians, many believers, many faithful people in the Bible, they were struggling with the things around them. Even death, they were struggling. And, you know, when they keep their faith, and then they believe, you know, God is alive. But at the end, they were dead because of sword, because of persecution, or any other, you know, bad things. There was no rescue, no escape. If we look at some episodes of Paul the Apostle, he continued to reveal the fact that he was struggling with the many difficult things around him. Sometimes hunger, sometimes it's threat or persecution, or cold, disease, those kind of things, right? Why? Just because their love is not enough? No. We don't know. We cannot tell why God allowed those kind of difficult things in our life's context. That's humble confession and right biblical confession before God. If we say, like, I know the will, well, sometimes we could see, we could face very difficult moment, cannot answer. So, humbly we should say that we don't know why. God has the will, we don't know. But the things we need to understand is this. What is the power of being together? It's not magic. It's magical power. Like, if we have God in us, that we are always safe. No, that's wrong. Rather, the power of being together with God is totally different. Think about deep surface of this story. When they confessed their faith, how could they do that? God was with them. In verse 18, when they confessed their faith, God was with them. Because of that, they were able to confess their faith. Second, who was with them when they were in the furnace? The difficult moment. The king, Nebuchadnezzar, said, angel. But many scholars believe it's God. God himself. Or Jesus Christ. Or the Holy Spirit. You know? In other words, the furnace, the most difficult moment, God was with them. That's the second thing. That is the power. Actually, you know, in the moment, God was with them. That's important. And what's the third one? I don't want to count the victorious life here. Rather, I want to count the glory of God here. At the end of the story, the king Nebuchadnezzar found that God, the Yahweh, is the real God because he was able to rescue his people out of the fire. That is his the boundary of his faith. It's not biblical faith, actually, but he has faith in that way. He is powerful, so we need to worship God. That's ending story. So, I believe if God is with us, the result of it is not your or my own happiness, but the glory of God. Should be. If we glorify God through our life, even through the moment, the difficult moment, we might feel the happiness, you know, in that moment. If God was glorified, we also feel like the happiness in the moment. So the happy life or victorious life here, the visible life, is not, it should not be the object of our consideration when we consider what is the power of being together with God. That's because Jesus came to us. When Jesus came, Bible said, his another name is Emmanuel, means God with us. God is with us. And he fulfilled that reality on the cross. And 3 days, his resurrection. He revealed that every promise or requirement of the salvation was done. In other words, the being together is not like the powerful life, visibly successful life. You know, we may ask people out there, their answer is like that. They answer, if God is with us, why this kind of bad thing happen? Your God is dead. Maybe they, you know, that is the logic they have. But Bible doesn't support them anyway, anymore. Rather, it said, if God is with us, there is his salvation and his glorification in that. Even in danger, God is with his people. Sometimes we cannot feel God was with us when we are in trouble. But the Bible said, no, God is with you always. So, Apostle Paul in Philippians 1, 20 to 21, Philippians 1, 20 to 21 mentioned this. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. In other words, the Christians, if we have right faith in Christ, then our perspective, our viewpoint should be changed. That happy life is the best life in Christ. No, never. Rather, focus the kingdom of God is the main, only one goal of our life. It should be. That is the meaning of this. So that life is not a matter anymore. That today, sudden death doesn't matter. When we are on earth with life, then God asks us to live for God until your death. That is the will of God through our life. So someone live long, someone die early, like under 20s, you know, the student in Korea. But that length of life is the measuring of the happiness or the result of our life in heaven. If then, God is unfair. God is unfair, clearly. So God is not unfair in that way. Rather, he is fair in this way, that God just evaluates our life. Even though we are young, we are old, doesn't matter. We live, if we live for Christ, try to spend our life for him, whether or not. That is the condition God is considering. So the power of being together is the salvation in Christ Jesus. We may summarize in that way. And also, if that is true, then the power of being together with God is to be used for the life for the kingdom of God. So I encourage you, yes, there are many difficult moments and difficult questions we are facing in this moment. But the Bible guides us the totally different way to live a valuable life before God. So I encourage you to keep this message in you and try to focus the kingdom of God more. That is the only one meaning of the power of being together of God with us in Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, the meaning of being together is interpreted in various ways in the world. Even Christians, we have one of those ideas. So we sometimes are confused this kind of a moment, why these things happen. And Father, but thank you for this message and the deep meaning of this message, that you are with us. You chose us and you are with us and you saved us and you are with us to make us live life for your kingdom as your people in the world. Father, so let us have this faith again and stand on this faith firm to live for your glory and for your kingdom through our life. Let us enjoy that kind of life in our life. Let us not enjoy the life people consider that is joyful life. Father, let us follow your way in this world so that we could really experience the real happy life in you. Thank you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.